This is KSFR News. I'm Bryce Dix. Are you a Moderna or J&J vaxxer? The good news is that booster shots are now rolling out in New Mexico for more than 200,000 of you. KSFR reporter Mary Lou Cooper brings us the story.
For some New Mexicans who already got COVID-19 shots from Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, it's time to get booster shots. Last week, federal agencies approved these boosters and delivered rollout guidelines to the states. For Moderna vaxxers, the guidelines mirror those adopted last month for Pfizer vaccine recipients. You must be 65 years or older and be at least 6 months away from your original two-shot Moderna series. In addition, people who are 18 and older with underlying medical conditions or who work in high-risk settings also are eligible for Moderna boosters. And people who work or live in long-term care facilities are also eligible for Moderna booster shots. The rules for Johnson & Johnson booster shots are different. The state recommends that everyone who has received the initial one-shot J&J vaccine at least 2 months ago should get a booster shot. I spoke with David Morgan, spokesperson for the New Mexico Department of Health, to get the details. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about the state's overall rollout of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson booster shots in New Mexico. How will the boosters be distributed, and will you need an appointment, or can you just walk in?
You know, it's really going to depend on location. Local pharmacies, for example, they generally prefer an appointment, but you can get the booster shot at your local pharmacy, your primary care doctor. There will be mass vaccine clinics. The Department of Health, for example, you know, we are ramping up to be able to do larger scale vaccine events similar to what we did earlier this year. And in the case of the New Mexico Department of Health, we prefer you make an appointment on our website, vaccinenm.org. However, walk-ins absolutely will be accepted.
Do you have a headcount of people who will be eligible for this round of COVID-19 booster shots, broken out by Moderna and J&J vaxxers?
We do. When we look at Moderna boosters, the number of people eligible is just over 122,000 New Mexicans. Johnson & Johnson, it's just over 86,000 New Mexicans.
Now, does New Mexico have enough Moderna and J&J booster shots on hand to meet demand?
We certainly have a very good supply. I don't know if everybody, you know, came on the same day that we would necessarily have the supply for, you know, all in one day. But yes, absolutely. Spread out over the course of a couple of weeks, we would certainly be able to serve those folks who need their Moderna or their Johnson & Johnson boosters.
Now, the New Mexico Health Department recommends that most Moderna vaccine recipients get only a half-dose booster. Exactly who should get a half-dose and who should get a full dose of the Moderna booster?
A booster shot is administered when someone has completed their vaccine series and protection against the virus has decreased over time. So booster half-dose are administered to people with, say, moderately compromised immune systems, compromised because of obesity, diabetes, maybe some heart disease, high blood pressure. Those folks that would receive a full dose, in a sense, they kind of already know who they are because they have much higher risk of compromised immune systems. We're talking about people who are receiving active cancer treatment or have received an organ transplant or a stem cell transplant, or overall just by and large have a highly compromised system.
Now, at the federal level, health officials now have approved mixing and matching COVID-19 booster shots. That's largely because J&J's effectiveness is less than the other two vaccines. Can a J&J vaxxer simply choose to switch to Moderna or Pfizer for a booster shot?
It really is that simple. If you have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you can go ahead and receive another dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But if you prefer, you can, and you have the choice to be able to receive a Moderna or a Pfizer dose.
Would a J&Jer get a one-shot booster, or would they get two shots of the different vaccine?
So they would receive one dose of any of the particular boosters.
Does the state have guidelines to spell out who those workers are who are eligible for COVID boosters due to the kind of work they do?
Yes. We actually follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines, where they are, for example, they want to make sure that the people who get the boosters include anyone working in a healthcare setting, to include pharmacies, doctor's offices, dentists, chiropractors, just really anyone in a healthcare setting. And then, of course, frontline essential workers. They encourage law enforcement and firefighters to be able to get a booster. There's also just things that we wouldn't think of necessarily. But of course, you know, there's public schools, veterinary services. It can even be manufacturers of food or beverages, big chain stores, groceries, hardware stores, the postal service, truckers, even employees at convenience stores.
Thanks so much to David Morgan, spokesperson for the New Mexico Department of Health. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.